worship you because you're holy, holy. I worship you because holy is who you are. I worship you because you're holy, holy. I worship you because holy is who you are. I worship you because you're holy, holy. I worship you because holy is who you are. I worship you because you're holy, holy. I worship you because
holy is who you are. Worship you. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. We worship you. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we receive what you have for this service. We receive Pastor Nancy in the office of the prophet. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and thank God as Pastor Nancy comes. Just thank him for what you'll receive tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Worship you, Father. We glorify you, Father. We worship you, Father. Mashtaka yede beshtiki. Boshtoko deki. Moje eshtiki. Moshtoko osto. Bengi ataye. Mostoriataye, Mostonga Anjanga, Jdigi Adaye, Bakaria Botorie, Ambastoye, Ambastorie, Ambatekie, Ambasto Oste, Ezeke. Ezeke motoria mandata stoshtie zdakaye. Ah, yes, Father. Stepping up. Stepping up into the flow of what the era offers. Stepping up into a greater flow, a higher degree than before, but to do it effectively, leaving behind the previous, that which was acceptable and even appropriate in previous seasons. This season calls for something more. So what was appropriate, no longer appropriate. What was correct for them, there's a correctness that suits and furthers this era. Mashte e jingie. Zongo. So not just doing it as we've always done it. Not just doing it as we've always done it, because then we'll miss something of the higher flow. So we're ever sensitive in our spirits to make adjustments, making changes. I see that, Father. We are changed from glory to glory. There's changes in every era that must take place. Changes for every degree of anointing that must take place. And by moving with those changes that the Spirit prompts us toward, we come into greater glory. We see that, Father. So it's not just changing from wrong to right, but it's changing from previous to current. Ah, I see that, Father. Maz dakaye engia mataye napataria estikie engi estikia da botote ezikie. Father, I thank you for you, a redefining of some things. And clarity, so that in that redefining, you see exactly what changes to make that will elevate the whole flow of the mantle upon your life, the anointing upon your life. We thank you, Father, for that. That greater flow, that greater flow. Can I take your hand? I thank you, Father, for that. I thank you for that greater flow. In the things of the Spirit. 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 Ha 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 ya. Azana manja madoj de egi anamana no no oso de ki. I lift that up before you, Father. I lift that up before you. Aba nataye, for your divine assist for him in that. Mataye egigie. And I thank you for that freshness of the mantle, the refreshing of the mantle. The refreshing of the mantle that comes upon him, and it's for his wife too. it's shared flow. I thank you for it, Father. Pastor Ike, throw away processes that you see around you that others do in your, I'm talking about your region. Dismiss them all. And if there's anything that God would want you to repeat or carry, then he'll bring it back to you. But lay it all out there and just let it all be put aside and let God put before you anything of that that's worth having. But otherwise, unless he brings it. Because it's a different order. It was prophesied to you about the order. There's an order that caters to the Spirit, but there's an order that hinders the Spirit. And that is from man's ideas and traditions and regional things, cultural things that put limitations on God. And the Jews in the synagogues during the days of Jesus, they had an order, but they would not allow the order of the Spirit that Jesus manifested into their order.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
And their order, they saw Jesus's order as an enemy to their order.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And your ministry is put in a place to where the order that he's going to emphasize through you, others will call it an enemy to their order.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Let them call it what they want.
Yes,
it's the order of the Spirit.
Yes,
and you're not obligated to any other order but to the Spirit's order.
Yes, yes.
And the closer you can stay to his order, the greater the flow. The greater the flow.
Yes, ma'am.
Because over time, when you're sitting surrounded by a certain flow, you can mindlessly be adapted to it. Don't even recognize. You know? So you have to be on, ever on guard, ever watchful.
Yes, ma'am.
Not fearfully, but watchfully.
Yes, ma'am.
We thank you, Father. Huh? Because not by might, not by power,
right.
By the Spirit. All the other orders came out of might and power of man.
Yes, ma'am.
Not out of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
so you're authorized to say, that's not what God said to me. Because they won't understand why you won't step into
yes,
rank.
Yes, ma'am.
Rank and file.
Yes,
because that's not my rank.
Yep.
That's not my file. That's
right.
Not my order.
That's right.
Amen. And so things will be said. And anyway, who cares?
Hallelujah.
Who cares?
Glory to God.
Father, we thank you. Regions changing. Regions, Pastor Noel, regions changing by an operation of the Spirit. When you operate in the Spirit, then the Spirit can operate. When you step into what He's leading you into in a certain time, a certain flow, a prayer that He puts on your heart, it'll affect regions. And there will be reports of it in the news and say, this changed. Well, God was in front of all that, and God was the author of that. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for that sphere of influence in the spirit realm. We understand this. We don't have authority in over people's lives like we have over our life. We understand we're not out telling people how to live their life and what they need to do. We offer the word and let them take all they're interested in and apply it. We don't have the same authority over their life they have over their life. Well, our authority is to bless and to help. But when God shows you something, that's your authority. So don't, when you see something over someone, over a region, over anything that God would show you, don't let the devil tell you, well, that's not within your authority, because your life, your domain is your authority. The vision, the seeing gives the authority. So whatever you see, you're authorized to deal with. So don't step back from that. Don't step back from that. We thank you, Father. And we thank you, Father, angels working with words. That they will, when He says and speaks those things authored by the Spirit, angels will go into action. Pastor Ruby, picking up the pace. Don't even think of slowing down and staying home to enjoy your home. I'm not saying you won't be in your home. I'm saying God didn't give you the home to hold you there. He gave you the home to refresh you when you're there. So the mindset needs to be one of I'm on the move. Amen. Hallelujah. And glad for it. And glad for it. We thank you, Father. Glad for it. We glad for it, Father. My sticky is the best sticky key. My back at the boss don't be a giggy at the back at the biggie. Now, this is unusual, Pastor Debbie. You may understand this, and I had said this phrase, I think, I don't know where I said it recently to somebody, maybe in the back room or something, about colloquial phrases. My dad used to say things like, You better do that or I'm going to stomp a mud hole in you. Meaning I'm going to handle you. I see God authorizing you to, using that colloquial phrase, to stomp mud holes in opposition, meaning it absolutely clouds their assignment. That they, I'm talking about in the spirit realm, not talking about people, but it sends that which was assigned against in absolute derision. They just are baffled. Demons are limited. They're limited. And wrong thinking gives them too much credit. They get so flustered, scattered, confused. Confusion lives in their camp. Confusion is birthed out of their camp. So you just obey God, and I'm talking about when in the spirit, whatever He directs you to do, it will be as though stomping a mud hole in their scheme. And confusion in their ranks will just elevate. And they'll have to retreat just because they lost clarity of what they're even sent to work against. Yes. Hallelujah. That's an interesting word. I like that. I like that, right? Hallelujah. We need to recognize that the enemy has such a small measure of what people credit toward him. We thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Give me your hands, love. I thank you. I thank you. Ah, talk about that. Yeah, remember those circles? Remember those circles? Mm-hmm. Dad circles. Yeah, same thing. Same thing. Same thing. And it will be exactly what he said, because I've experienced a measure of this. When you step into it, the next circle, it just works like magic. That's what he'd say. It just seemed like it worked like magic, meaning there was just no effort on your part of stepping up. It carried you up. The next circle carries you up. And I was thinking of this earlier, this phrase, consecration is absolutely a joy. Because consecration is really getting to give yourself to what your spirit's really interested in.
Yes.
It's not, it is a other natural thing stepping away, but it's not like a tearing away. It's because I'm just not interested in that anymore. You just lose total interest. And in those circles, things, you'll just lose interest in certain things that really required your interest before for them to happen. But other things they'll just lose interest in. That's because the grace is moving on someone else to carry, to have the interest over that assign, that project, those things, because these circles free you up. There's a freeing up of responsibility, but not oversight. So yeah, you'll still have the oversight, but you just do it from the Spirit instead of having to be present in the middle of it. Hallelujah. So Father, we thank you for all that the circles hold. We thank you, Father. There have been times, and I'm going to say this for you, Pastor Jeff, and how it would fit all of us. There have been times in my pastoring that I would say to someone going through a marriage issue, y'all aren't having a marriage issue, so I'm not bringing that up. I don't want people guessing, people start. you know. When people would come in to meet with me and they were having a marriage issue, there would be disappointment on one side or the other. And I would say, why are you disappointed? Well, he doesn't do this, she doesn't do that. And I said, well, if that's not something that's part of the way they operate, why are you putting your expectation on them then disappointed when they don't fulfill what might be natural for you but not for them? So you're setting yourself up for disappointment by putting an expectation that you're not really. It's an unscriptural thing, right? So I would say, go out and enjoy each other instead of expecting something all the time, and then it doesn't there, and then you live with a chip on your shoulder. You live in that marriage with a chip on your shoulder, recognizing or taking note of what he didn't do instead of what he did do. Instead of saying she never, instead of seeing what she always. And this is where some people have walked away from the ministry because they had an idea in their head. They had a false expectation because they saw what ministry looked like for others and expected that when it wasn't really what God had in their heart at all. But they stepped away from ministry unfulfilled because it didn't give them what they expected. Good for you for not stepping away when most would have. And I don't know what all that means. I'm just... And the greatest fulfillment is heart fulfillment, not measured fulfillment out here. And we talked a little bit about that around your table. But there's more in there that God has joined to your spirit. And focusing on that is going to draw it out. And there will be, it will remove any disappointment of any kind of thing that happened or didn't happen, or the fulfillment is from what he authors and not what we imitate of others. So however God has y'all to do it, enjoy that. Yes. Completely enjoy that without measuring, because when we do that, the devil gets us turning in upon ourselves. That we didn't accomplish this and we didn't accomplish that when it was never in the plan and the mind of God for that to be played out that way through us. So just look here, because he's going to be on the inside unveiling more that's in there to you, and he wants you to enjoy the view and not compare it. Amen. I like that. That authorizes us, right? Because that is so typical. That's so, that's not the word typical. It's so common for humanity. I think of the excellence of John the Baptist's spirit. You know, he was the leading preacher of the hour by God's design, not self-promotion. Not by positioning or networking. When you're networking is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, you're networked. Right? But John the Baptist, think of this. Every man in life around looks to advance, increase, and promote, and that is the right direction, because in God everything is advancement and promotion and increase. But what people think is advancement, sometimes they had to step away from the best to advance in the wrong direction. And many have compromised for what others called advancement, and they missed the absolute best flow that God had for them. And John the Baptist, think of it. Remember, they came to him and they said, he whom thou borest witness to, behold, all men come to him. Ah, little strifers. Little strifers. That's what they're doing. They're getting John the Baptist to look at things the way they look at it. Because the crowds were following him, but when Jesus came on the scene, now the crowds start shifting. And John the Baptist starts diminishing in public view. And I love what he said. He said, he must increase, I must decrease. In other words, that's not the direction common man takes. And he said, yeah, I bore witness to him. And he said, but I hear the bridegroom's voice. Thus my joy is fulfilled. Amen. Not robbed from me. Amen. Fulfilled. Because his job was to prepare Jesus for the people for Jesus coming. And now they've come and they've shifted from him to Jesus. He says, I did it. My job was not to hold them. My job was to redirect them. Now that's not normal in the mind of man. And no wonder Jesus said, of a man, of a woman, there's been born none greater. Because he moved with what God put in him. Amen. This is where many miss the next thing God has for them because they did something for decades. God had them in an office for decades and they poured themselves into it. They think, I'm not leaving that. And sometimes God will have them to step away from that just to deal with that. Even though God might not have really intended that they have to step away, but they have to step away just to deal with that. And God give it back. Never get your affections on where you poured your time into and your money into. Your affections go to the plan. To the plan. Where the plan goes, I go there. My affection is not with a location, a building I poured myself into. Right? It's a lesson to us all because sometimes God wants to promote us and we refuse the promotion because we think we're not leaving behind what we poured ourselves into. Well, no matter who you are and what your thing is in God, you should always be wholehearted toward it and pour your heart into it. Pour everything of yourself in. That's no qualification to get rutted. That's no reason. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for we thank you. We thank you for the clarity of what your plan holds. I like this word, the nuances of the plan. Things that God spotlights on the inside of you that aren't visible everywhere else, but moving with that, just moving with that, and the fulfillment is there, is in that. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for the faithful footsteps. The footsteps for others to follow, for their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, and generations. They have the heritage. that will anchor them as they accept it and honor it. And we thank you, Father, for the rewards for taking the right paths. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Father. Let's worship him. We worship you, Father. Doors of utterance that God will open to you. Doors of utterance that God will open to you. And he'll tell you to say things. My, how important it is that it's said exactly the way he tells you to say it and not the way they want to hear it. Because many cater their message and cater what they say to the hearer instead of to the giver of the message. So we thank you, Father, for doors. He's going to open doors for the accuracy of the words to come forth, so that people's lives can be rescued and set on course and not veer and go the wrong direction. So correctness matters. Saying it exactly the way he says it without adding a mental interpretation onto it. Just saying, these are the words I hear. Don't add to them and don't take away from them, because their life hinges on the correctness of those words. Their obedience, their rescue. Some of them really need a rescue, and it's the correctness that will rescue them. So, Father, we thank you for the doors. We thank you. And I thank you for an increase of the gifts of the Spirit in operation. An increase of the gifts imparting. And I thank you for the angels, Father, working with those words. And I would say this to you, assign those angels, assign them. Say, I have words that God wants me to deliver, and the angels, you go with them. Brother Billy, all that's in your heart, do it. All that's in your heart, not what's in here, but all that's in your heart, do it, and don't hold back. And don't let what you can measure determine if you can have it.
Yes, ma'am.
Because God knows how to bypass natural processes to get you into and bring you into what you don't seemingly qualify for. I'm talking about naturally. When Jesus turned the water into wine, he bypassed processes. He didn't plant a seed. He didn't water a seed, a grape seed. He didn't harvest it. He didn't ferment it. He bypassed all those processes. All those things are within the scope of what he works. But he needs your faith to keep bypassing things. So if you decide, well, they can have it, but I can't. Poverty is not, because someone can be very generous this direction, but if you're not generous this direction, it's still poverty. Both directions, giving and receiving. Prosperity is a two-way flow, giving and receiving, giving and receiving, giving and receiving. There's some things God wants you to receive, and it's all that's in your heart. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Hernandez, the devil is not all-knowing. The way the devil works is he pays attention to what God is doing. And he mimics, or he tries to throw up smoke screens, decoys, imitations to get you to accept the imitation and not hold out for the real thing. But in the spirit realm, the way the enemy works, is that he pays attention, because he's in the spirit realm too. Not in God's realm, but he is in the spirit realm. And he can see the movement around someone's life in the spirit realm. So he will start making movement around their life. Does that make sense? So he doesn't know everything that God has for that person, but he does see movements of God. Movements. The devil knows the Holy Spirit. He was in heaven abiding with him at a time. So he knows, and he recognizes and sees movements in the spirit realm over someone's life. Before you were born, he saw movement around your life. And that's why he has thrown so many distractions and obstacles and difficulties your way, hoping to derail you, but none of those movements worked. They were felt. Sometimes they affected your pace, but they missed the end result. So it's time for the anointing and the flow the devil was scared of all along, of you coming into. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Ah, majdi ejdi ki anda bo ostoide, miki ki anda bo ostoide ki ete hampa. Father, we thank you. We thank you, for that greater degree of anointing, that greater power, that greater glory. As di ejdi ki inti ki isti ki ki e ete beshti ki e. Pastor Philip, you think there's a lot on your plate. All he has to do is get the plate bigger. That's all he got to do. And then what's on your plate looks, so minimal. Because the grace is the bigger plate. He enlarges the grace, and it can hold more. So an enlarged grace upon your life for more. The advancement's in the joy. The advancement, spiritually, it's in the joy. And the more you step into the joy, the more advancement will happen. Amen. Hallelujah. So you measure the advancement by measuring the joy. Increase the advancement, increase the joy. Joy is a force that is able to flow at our choosing. Not at the choosing of circumstances, but at our choosing. I think it's so telling, and Pastor Jay said it repeatedly in the ordination portion of the service, and I so love the phrase, because there was a gal that was part of my husband's first church before we married. He had pastored a church for 8.5 years. And in latter years, we didn't have any contact with her. You know, we had lost contact with her, but she became quite ill in the last several years before my husband's homegoing. And so he went home to be with the Lord, and about a few weeks later, she was at the point of death. And she was much younger than him, of course. In fact, I believe she's even younger than me. And she, one night, she doesn't know if she died because she was at the point of death or if she was just having a vision. And in it, she was walking up to, she was in heaven and walking up to the city gates. And she said as she tried to come closer to the gates, there was like a force field that would not let her come up and even enter in. And she said she looked, and my husband was standing on the other side of the gates, and he said to her, "It's not time for you to come. You can't come yet." And then he said, "Tell my wife this." And then he said, "Then tell her to run her race with joy." And I thought of all the things from heaven's side that heaven is interested in. It wasn't just tell her finish the race or else. There wasn't a threat with it. There was joy in it. Yeah. And I thought of all the things that heaven could have emphasized for my finish is the thing heaven emphasizes for everyone's finish. It doesn't just matter to God that we run. It matters how we run. And he tells us how. It's with joy. And the more we run with joy, the more we move into the joyful flow of heaven. Joy is the atmosphere of heaven. So the more we yield to joy, the further we press into heaven's atmosphere. And things can't help but get better. Right? I'm going to take that for myself. So it's a measurement for you measure. You measure. Amen. In the face of demons, we're authorized to be joyful. Serious. One guy years ago when we had our church in Tulsa, he had this song, ain't no devil gonna take my joy away. No devil gonna take my joy away. No devil gonna take my joy away. He just can't take it away. You got to give it away because he can't take it. And if he got it, you gave it. Don't give away the flow of heaven. It's your flow. It's your flow. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the mouthpiece anointed to reach those you've assigned to him, to reach his people, but to even go and reach further. So don't limit it. Don't just think it's to this circle. Because God offers you a larger circle. No doubt you are a mouthpiece to your people. But don't rob others from hearing from that mouthpiece. Amen. Don't see yourself limited. Broaden it. Yeah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Pastor Jackie, you have no idea. You have no idea what it has meant to God and meant to the place where He put you, the way you have obeyed Him, and the flow you have chosen to yield to and to press into. I tell you, when I talk to different people, and ones that have gone to your church, or we've talked about you being in meetings, I said, I love preaching in her church. You would never know in this community that she's in that there's a church right in the middle of what God's heart is. You don't know what that means to God and to the body of Christ. I'm absolutely to the people that He has entrusted to you. But I'm talking about in the spirit realm what that has meant. To have that voice and that stand and that flow. It's like the upper room. Only 120 there, but they were a portal for the next thing God was doing. They had no idea what that would mean. And we owe our flow to them providing a place. Through being in unity, being hungry, and a door of entry into the earth. Amen. Good for your obedience. And I know and you know God enabled you, but you chose. You chose. So thank you. Father, I thank you. Thank you for sweet harvest years. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For sweet harvest years for my precious friend and sister. Grateful for her. Grateful. Just grateful. Amen. Hallelujah. These are different ones. It's interesting. I came with 19 pages of notes tonight, brother. Sit down, we'll do part two. No, I'm teasing. But since the Holy Ghost has directed us this way, since He's directed us this way, and I've ministered to ministers, and are there any other pastors in here that maybe not be your pastor, love? Stand, come here. Because I know this, even though I don't know who you are, it's the pleasure of the Holy Spirit to minister to pastors tonight. And we don't want to leave you out of that. Hallelujah. Reach your hands out this way. Father, we thank you. Now tell me the relationship here.
Pastor Ted Rose's wife and daughter, Milwaukee.
Of course. I remember Pastor Rouse. I have his book. He sent me his book.
He's up there with Ed.
I know. And doesn't it make that place dear?
Yeah.
Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. The freshness. The freshness of the vision. The freshness. Rearticulating in your heart with all clarity, with the freshness of the anointing to carry it out. We thank you, Father. We thank you so, so much. Nothing lost, but all going further. Mashtiki edebeshtiki edebestiki ente mastiki izdi anjata mazototo. Father, I thank you for a greater flow of the move of the Spirit. Machakaye. Oh, thank God for the Word. Thank God for the teaching of the Word. It is the foundation, but the Spirit is the life of that. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that the path of the righteous grows brighter and brighter. Don't accept anything that's not brighter. Because the pathway that God puts us on is not the way the world sees things. So don't accept anything less than know it gets better. It gets better for me. It gets better. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. You know, I so appreciate. A pastor asked me once, he said, Pastor Nancy, he says, I want the move of the Spirit in our church. And he said, we haven't had much of that. And I said, how old's your church? He said, about 4 years old. I said, Pastor, when we started our church in Murrieta, California, for the first 7 years, there was very little move of the Spirit. And I said, and that was the plan of God, because he was laying the foundation of the Word that anchored us, so that once that foundation is really set in place and well set, then you can go faster in the flow of the Spirit once that is all laid in place. And that foundation is there. So believe for an acceleration of the things of the Spirit. You're safe in doing that. Become skillful. Just put yourself in situations and services and settings where you can observe and learn to go further, because there's always further for all of us to go. So become a student of the flow of the Spirit, not setting aside the Word or diminishing the flow, but enhancing the enhancing this that God offers us, the two flowing together. That's what, and I'm not saying you don't have that, but I'm saying there's a greater degree that is available. I'm so glad to see y'all. Thanks for coming. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Jay, in charging them in the ordination, quoted about war, good warfare, with the prophecies that have gone before you. Everything God says to you calls for your faith. That's why he says it. It's not automatic. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. I so value something that Pastor John Osteen said years ago. Slow growth is good growth. In our eyes, slow growth is frustrating. Slow growth is good growth because it gives you time to do it right, so you don't have to go back and redo. So set your heart on the pace of the Spirit, what the Spirit authors as your pace, and not trying to make the Spirit operate at the pace you define. Just obey him. And you say, Father, if we do it this way, it's going to take several years to... Yep, just do it that way. I had no idea when God said to me, for 25 years I pastored, I had no idea that was in the mind of God anywhere. And when he said to me, he made it clear to me that I was to pastor, he spoke to me. My husband had been telling me that all along, but I just thought he just wanted somebody to cover the home base. That was what I thought. I thought, okay, 2 years, 5 years, 25 years later. Because slow growth is good growth. Amen. So enjoy all the seasons. I so appreciate what my mother said to me when I had my first son. Ed was gone all the time. on the road. That was just part of what he was called to. That was not a problem for me. And I was left at home with Stephen, all by myself, in a city that really I didn't have any friends. I didn't have a circle there. We weren't pastoring at that time. He was just on the road. And it was Stephen and I, 24 hours a day. And I kept seeing this little boy growing so fast, and I dreaded seeing him pass out of one season to the next. And my mother, and I was saying this to my mother, and she said, "Nancy, every coming season is as great as the previous one." So she said, "Don't dread. Enjoy each season fully, knowing that the next season is greater." And you think, when they're young, you think, "Oh, I could never let them go. How, I'm not going to let anybody marry my son," you know, and all this. Let me tell you, when it came his marriage day, I told Ed, somebody asked me, "Are you going to cry?" I said, "No, this is how I'm going to come. I'm done. 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 I'm going to dance down the aisle, baby. I'm done." I loved every season, but I loved the next season because I was done. Not because he was hard, it was because you're graced.
Yes.
And if, don't frustrate the grace by wishing you weren't in that season. Enjoy it. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the fullness. And if you'll be faithful and stay humble, God will promote you. But promotion is only safe apart from pride. I'm not saying, just know this. Just know this. The devil tries to get everybody into his flow, and pride is his flow. So it doesn't mean that you're any different from anybody else, but you have to be fortified, because promotion can make you stop being watchful. But the best way, absolutely the best way to keep yourself free from anything that would trip you up is much intimacy with Jesus. The more you grow in influence, the more you have to grow in intimacy with Him to stay safe in a place of influence. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you so much. How you love these precious people. Father, I thank you for these ministers, their gifts, and people that may be sitting here going, "Well, she only ministered to ministers." Ministering to them ends up ministering to you, because what goes into them is for your benefit. Not for their own, for yours. Hallelujah. So don't feel slighted or neglected. God had you in mind in ministering to these. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Where's Brother Juan? Where's Brother Juan? I see his wife. Oh, you're there. No wonder I didn't see you. Can somebody relieve you for a moment? Or just put the camera on Brother Ike. Everybody wants to see Brother Ike. Come here, love. Come here. Just stand right here. Father, we thank you. We thank you for preparing now. Of course, Father, preparing now for what's ahead. So in all of your fulfilling of today, don't forget to prepare for where you're headed. And the way you prepare for where you're headed is do the right thing every day. Do the right thing every day. Follow Him every day. And we thank you, Father. There it goes. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Just stand with me to your feet. We give you glory and honor, Jesus. We give you glory and honor. We give you glory and honor. We thank you. We delight to do your will. We delight to do your will. Every single one of us in here, Father, We delight to do your will. Your will is complete joy to us. It's the delight of our life. We set aside preference because all that does is subtract from the delight. So we just say we delight to do your will. Your will is our home. That's where we fit. That's where we belong. No matter where your will carries us, that's our home. We thank you for it. We thank you. Let's sing some sweet song of worship. Just one. I don't need the whole team. Just give me the one little gal who up front that sings. Where is she? Where is she? I loved the choir last night, but I don't need that one. That might take us over the top. I mean the choir with the robes, you know. Something sweet. Something sweet. Hallelujah.
I exalt thee.
Thank you, Jesus, for what we've received. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You know, many of the things that were ministered, some of the things that were ministered applied to specifically to the ones they were ministered to, but many of the things that were ministered were just wisdom that all of us can apply to whatever course we're on, whatever the races we're running. Hallelujah. So you can go back through certain times when she was ministering to certain ones, you might have sensed, ooh, that could, because I was, she was ministering to them about some things, and I'm like, oh, that'll work for me. And others, you know. Not that I'm stealing the specifics that belong to just those, but some things that she, how many of us, the wisdom that comes out of her is just helpful and gives answers. So we take our answers tonight. Amen. God's been saying to me recently, he said, believers have a course and phases just like ministers. Amen. And we want to finish. All of us want to finish. Finishing's for all of us. Amen. And we can take these little nuggets that apply to us. Some don't, but some apply to us just because they're general wisdom for all of us, and say, yep, I'm going to put that into practice in my life. Glory to God. And we're all going to hear, well done. If we'll apply what we're learning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the move of the Spirit. Glory to God. It's wonderful to be in the move of the Spirit. Thank you, Father. Father, we worship you tonight. We're grateful for your grace and your kindness and your word. Thank you, Father, for not only the written word, but the Spirit and what he's saying. We have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we bless you. We thank you, Father. As we go, we thank you for the angels that take us safely home. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.